man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those women moan boys raised on shotguns. We say grace and we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn. We came from the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the western skies. And we can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I had a good friend in New York City. He never called me by my name, just Hillbilly.
Just Hillbilly. This is your Hillbilly here in North Dakota. This is James Kelso, and it is February 21st, 2019. This is the Trump Phenomenon. And thank you for tuning in. Brought to you through the good offices of the Republic Broadcasting Network in sprawling Round Rock, Texas. You can call in, of course, on the show tonight at 800-313-9443. Operators are standing by to take your call at 800-313-9443. Well, let's see. Another good day in the Trump era. Yes, I would say so. There's a lot of humor going on, a lot of funny stuff. Kamala Harris is putting on a real sideshow. Let me try to remember his name now. I call him Juicy, but it's Jussie. Jussie Smollett. I call him Mullet. So anyway, Juicy Mullet or Jussie Smollett. He's putting on quite a sideshow. So it's kind of a laugher today. The Kamala Harris story being, of course, that she was, you may have followed this, she was being interviewed by some black guy on a radio show with a video going. And he asked her if she had smoked weed, and she said, of course, and I inhaled. And then the guy said something like, really? And then she said, come on, man, my family's from Jamaica. I'm from Jamaica, man. So, now, here's the great, all right, go for it, Kamala Harris. Her mother's from India. Her father's from Jamaica. Well, her father, when he heard this, he was incensed. And I'll get the text for you up in you know, a bit. I'll find it. But her father took umbrage at this and said that his grandmothers and ancestors were spinning in their graves at what his daughter had just said. And he said he wanted to dissociate himself from her behavior. not just the pot smoking, but characterizing anybody who's from Jamaica as, come on, man, I'm from Jamaica, man. Of course I smoke weed. So that was pretty neat today. Her father, who's a professor at Stanford, right there in California, where she's a senator. So on all these matters, it's interesting to see how the left is going to handle these train wrecks, these car wrecks. How do they put lipstick on these various pigs that are coming their way? Then the juicy mullet story. This guy, I mean, this is just coming unglued, and it. The entire left, all the Don Lemons and all the various self-righteous people, left-wingers, came out bleeding and whining and rending their shirts and tearing their hair over the racist MAGA hat-wearing white people who had assaulted Jussie Smollett. And then and the whole thing now comes unglued. And it's Jussie Smollett hired a couple of big black thugs to throw bleach on him. He wrote his own letter, his own terrorist letter to himself, put his own terrorist Tylenol powder in the letter, of course, impersonating thereby, one of these other white powdery substances, like what's the one that's famous in the mail? But it's, mass-killing terror substance. This guy has now violated federal statute, serious felonies. He has to get a long federal prison sentence. He has to. He's been caught dead to rights. And I love the fact that he is squirming, kicking, screaming, saying, protesting his innocence. He should just do a belly flop on the floor and say, please, Your Honor, I'm sorry, I'm wrong, I was nuts. That would be his best shot. No, he's not doing that. He's saying he's innocent. So this is going to drag on. His trial will go on. It'll be a circus. And the left is just taking it in the chops on all of these issues. It's like the Pocahontas thing. The left took it in the chops on that one. And this behavior, this arrogant behavior, this clueless behavior of the left. What is wrong with Elizabeth Warren? She knows she's not an Indian. She goes out and gets a DNA test, mistake number one. Then she shares the results with the public, mistake number two. Then she still keeps saying, I'm an Indian, even after she turns out to be less than 1/1000th of an Indian. And of course, results like that in a DNA test are way beyond the margin of error. That is, if somebody's test shows they're less than 1/1000th of something, the same DNA test will show that they're less than 1/1000th of alligator or fruit fly. So it does not make you a little bit of an Indian if you have less than 1/1000th of anything. So, and here she is. She's in the race. Then you've got Cory Booker, Spartacus, who's going to beat his chest. I don't know if Spartacus was married or not, but Cory Booker's not. He's going to jump up on the table and beat his chest at Brett Kavanaugh as a sex criminal. And Spartacus is going to take him down in the arena. And this guy's a presidential candidate. It's like a sideshow. It's like a circus deal. Anyway, so that's the sort of thing that's going on. Let me just take a look. I'm going to update my tweets here from President Trump. Not a big tweeting day today. He endorsed Senator John Cornyn of Texas for this. He directs a tweet to Jussie Smollett here, about whom we were just speaking. What about MAGA and the tens of millions of people you insulted with your racist and dangerous comments. Very good from Donald Trump. And here's a tweet 12 hours ago. I want 5G and even 6G technology in the United States as soon as possible. It is far more powerful, faster, and smarter than the current standard American companies. American companies must step up their efforts or get left behind. There is no reason that we should be lagging behind on something that is so obviously the future. I want the United States to win through competition, not by blocking out currently more advanced technologies. We must always be the leader in everything we do, especially when it comes to the very exciting world of technology. And there you go. So not a whole lot of tweeting today from the president. Let's go to the news headlines, and I'll keep an eye on my call board here. If one of you calls in, I'll put you right on the air. Let's maybe turn to our European theater of operations here. The Czech Republic's populist Prime Minister Andrej Babiš, B-A-B-I-S, is going to meet President Trump in March. I like this. Next month, the Czech Republic's Prime Minister will be meeting with President Trump at the White House next month. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders says Trump will host Andrej Babiš and his wife for their first official visit on March 7th. So that is just around the corner. And of course, for folks who have been following on this radio show, the Czech Republic is a populist, nationalist government led by Andrej Babiš. And so this will be a meeting of the minds between Trump and Babiš. And Babiš has already stated his admiration for Donald Trump. Sanders says the leaders are expected to discuss how best to advance relations between the two countries, as well as issues including cybersecurity, energy security, and trade, and also the immigration invasion. The visit coincides with the 30th anniversary of the 1989 Velvet Revolution and the 20th anniversary of the country's membership in NATO, which began in 1999. Sanders says that Trump and First Lady Melania Trump look forward to commemorating these special anniversaries alongside Prime Minister Babiš and Mrs. And I didn't know this is the Czech way here, Babišova. So interesting way of wives' names there. Here's an article from Breitbart on Andrej Babiš. Let's just touch upon that for a moment. The Czech Prime Minister says the EU must turn back the boats. And he says resettling migrants is, quote, the road to hell. Europe must turn back the boats, the Czech Republic has said, warning the current approach of resettling migrants across the continent is the road to hell, those are his words, and making illegal immigration worse. Prime Minister Andrej Babiš restated his nation's position of not taking any third world migrants from other EU nations after Italy asked fellow bloc members to take a share of a batch of hundreds picked up by Brussels under in the Mediterranean on Saturday. Here's the text from the Prime Minister. He says, like other European leaders, I received a copy of the letter from Prime Minister Giuseppe Conte, the Italian Prime Minister, in which he asked the EU to take care of the 450 people currently at sea, said the populist billionaire. Oh, I forgot. Babiš is a billionaire. Interesting commonality with Donald Trump, who has been described by some as the Czech Donald Trump. Such an approach is a road to hell and only motivates smugglers and increases their income, Babiš said, telling the Czech news agency, it is no solution to accept these people. On the contrary, this is just worsening the problem we have in Europe. On Twitter, Babish stressed that the bloc should follow Australia's lead and turn back the boats, writing, "We must send a clear signal that illegal migration has ended and that the European Union is ready to return illegal immigrants immediately." And then he says, the Czech Republic's fellow Visegrad, that's the town in which the Central and Eastern European nations solidified their opposition to any third world immigration or invasion of Europe. The Czech Republic's fellow Visegrad nation, Hungary, took a similar line with Fidesz parliamentary spokesman István Halak stating, "We will not be accepting anyone." I like that. I like that figure, zero. As Hungarian voters made it clear at the last election that they do not want to live in a nation of immigrants. Isn't that wonderful? Just let that sink in. Just kind of bask in those words for a moment. The number zero. What's the right number? America's not a nation of immigrants. Come on. We're a nation of founders, of settlers, of builders. We didn't immigrate into a... There was no country here. We came across in rickety boats with a huge death toll. Half the people on the Mayflower, some of my ancestors, died right there in the harbor. They built the nation. They felled the trees. They plowed the earth. They bred the horses and the cows and the chickens. They didn't immigrate into a country. They immigrated into a forest. You could say that, I guess. We will not be accepting anyone. So what's the right number of invaders for America? What's the right size of the immigration invasion? Zero. Zero. That's so easy. None. We will not be accepting anyone. And then put ourselves into this quote. As American voters made it clear at the last election that they do not want to live in a nation of immigrants. I just substituted the word American for Hungarian. But that's it right there. They've got it. The Czechs have got it right there. If the Czech Republic were across the Canadian line, only 100 miles away from me up here in North Dakota, man, I'd sure go check it out. It's a little too far away though. But if I could throw the family in the car, and we could drive up to the Czech Republic. Yeah, that'd be worth doing. Describing the NGO boats ferrying migrants across the Mediterranean as Soros ships, in reference to open borders backing globalist billionaire George Soros, Halak added, Hungarians reject the Soros plan. Now, this gains extra poignancy, folks, because George Soros was born in Hungary. Italian Interior Minister Matteo Salvini initially closed the country's ports to the Frontex vessels, that is the Brussels and the NGO and Soros-sponsored vessels. The government declared a political victory after France, Malta, Germany, Spain, and Portugal agreed to each take 50 of the 450 migrants, the majority of whom reportedly hail from Eritrea.
Then came the day at the bottom of the mine when a timber cracked.
We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Praying and hearts beat fast, and everybody thought that they'd breathed their last, except John. Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John.
Big John. Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
What I hate is most folks don't seem to care at all. What I hate is looking up and seeing chemtrails in a clear blue sky today. What I hate is hitting roadblocks on a highway in my way.
Hey, we're
what
back.
What I live for is a chance to change.
And we got George. George in Texas on the line. George, thanks for calling. George, what's on your mind?
You know, speaking about immigration, this happened 5 years ago. I've talked to a lot of people in Russia. It didn't make national news, but it sort of like made the local Siberian papers. And that is a group of Mexican people claiming to be Mayan. They actually made it across the Bering Strait into Siberia and claimed Siberia for Aslan. And the Russians deported their ass in less than 24 hours back to Mexico. They don't put up. They don't put up with that stuff. And Volgograd. It was a group of Spanish people who had a bunch of Mexican restaurants in Volgograd, and the Russians wanted everything in Spanish, and the Russians sat there and said, "Hey, if you don't like it, there's the door.
Yeah.
You're gonna learn this to assimilate or get out of here."
Yes,
Russians
exactly.
Do not put up with it.
Yes, exactly, and that's a question for us as Westerners, as Donald Trump has referred to us, Western civilization, as he has referred to us. is, do we have the will to survive? What you're talking about there is the will to survive. You know, if you don't like it, leave it, you know, get out. And in fact, even if you do like it, get out because you don't belong here. And that's that will to survive. That is the question for us. And if we can engender sufficient will to survive as who we are, you know, Europeans, then we will survive because of, you know, we are tenacious. We are gifted. We are, you know, we have incredible creativity. If we set our minds to something and have the will to do it, we can do it. You know, that we're the people that went to the moon, pretty much impossible feat, and so many other things.
Well, so, the question is,
do we have the will? And that's what's lacking. Where we're failing, it's for lack of will. And this was just illustrated in the great, procession of events that just occurred here in us not getting a wall in the first 2 years of the Trump administration. What was demonstrated is not that Donald Trump doesn't have the will. I think Ann Coulter's got that one wrong. But that don't have the will, and especially in government, in the House and in the Senate, those slime balls, the rhinos in the House and the Senate, they don't want a wall. They don't want closed borders. They want open borders. And then amongst ourselves, the people, we're in better shape. That is, our will to defend ourselves is pretty good. Every vote that's been taken, every poll that's been taken has shown that we, European Americans, we want to be left alone. We want our borders to be tight and secure. We do not want to invite the rest of the world in to take our country from us. So we've been pretty good on that, but we need to be better. We need to be, angry. We need to be motivated. We need to be in very close formation behind any political leaders that appear, like Jim Jordan in Ohio, or Donald Trump, in very close formation behind them, so that we can drive it home. Yeah, go ahead.
The thing is, like I said, you're like my Russian friends tell me, don't be afraid to go hardball against illegal immigrations. I say, and the Russian people will have our backs. I mean, they will support us. I even believe Vladimir Putin supports, because some of the statements he has said about immigration,
Yes, and that the even stronger support comes from the gentleman I was describing earlier, Andrzej Babiš of the Czech Republic and Viktor Orban of Hungary and Matteo Salvini of Italy. So these folks will back us up, very true. And
the thing is, with the legal immigration, we got to play hardball. We can no longer pussyfoot, you know. And the thing is, if you're illegal and you're drawing welfare or Social Security, get out. I wouldn't survive, even if the Stoker Independent, President Trump said, we're cutting off Social Security from illegal immigrations, we're cutting off Social Security to refugees, welfare. You have 45 days to get
Coulter,
out.
Yeah, now Ann Coulter, earlier today, had a very good tweet. She retweeted a tweet by Daniel Horowitz at RM Conservative, and I should know what RM Conservative stands for. That's a shame on me for not knowing what that stands for. But she retweets Daniel Horowitz, obviously liking his tweet. He said this, talking about the will to live, the will to survive. Kushner is more Jeb Bush on immigration than Jeb Bush. Nobody would have voted for that. That refers to the funding bill in which the Patriots got very, very little, you could say nothing, and a lot of bad things. We got a lot of bad things. Hang on, stay with us, George. We'll be right back after this break, and then we'll go to, Spartacus is with us from the Coliseum. George, we'll be back with Spartacus right after this break.
I'll let Spartacus go.
All right.
Later. Bye.
The best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendovite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendovite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendovite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendovite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on Amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Hey, we're back, folks. And we have calling from the Coliseum, Spartacus himself. Spartacus, thank you for calling.
I am Spartacus. I am Spartacus.
Well, the...
Hey, Jay. Yeah?
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, Spartacus wants to know if Jesse stopped payment on his last check to his acting coach.
Very good, Spartacus. Yes, think about it, folks. Jesse, it's going to be hard to remember this name. Jesse Smollett should definitely... demand a refund of his tuition at the USC acting school or whatever drama school at Columbia he went to, because he definitely did not get his money's worth. This guy cannot act, couldn't act his way out of a wet paper bag.
Well, the other thing I want to know, I'm just kind of thinking Lee Harvey Oswald, are those MAGA hats mail order?
Yeah. Well, Spartacus, there's a funny twist to this. I mean, it's so ridiculous. This is so custom made for the kind of satirical skit that we don't have on the right, because the media won't give us, you know, they won't allow a right wing satirical show. But this is the MAGA hats that these two beefy thugs,
clowns,
that they were wearing, they couldn't find in Chicago, they couldn't find any MAGA hats. At least these guys couldn't. So they just put on red baseball caps and called them MAGA hats.
Yeah. No, I'm going to say, they the Harvey Oswald rifle. It's like Lee Harvey Oswald. The guy couldn't even shoot a guy with that rifle.
Yeah, I mean, he's going to needs a refund from his acting school. He also needs to fire his prop department.
Yeah, the prop department needs to go. But I'll tell you what, I think Smollett's going to get a show on NBC Hee Haw. I think he's going to be an anchor on CNN. This guy might just make this thing financially work out pretty good.
There's no question. Jussie Smollett is definitely CNN anchor material, at least. Should probably have his own daily show. MSNBC, I think he's better than Joe Scarborough. I think he ought to replace Joe Scarborough.
Yeah, what is that, Tawana Brawley? Who's our guy pimping the Tawana Brawley the gag? He's out there still. He lost 800 pounds. What's his name?
Come on. How can we forget this Jesse Jackson's buddy?
It'll pop into your mind. Now, the other thing is, Saturday Night Live better do a skit on this. I mean, if they have Saturday Night Live does not address this issue in a very comedic skit, then we just have lost it here. This is so funny. It's so bad. It's so funny.
Go ahead, Spartacus. Yeah.
I'm just going to jump around a little bit. I got a text from the Bernie Sanders, outfit trying to, because he announced he's trying to raise some dough. And so I replied and I said, well, when Hillary Clinton will endorse Bernie, I'll pitch in. But, let's see if Hillary will endorse Bernie like he endorsed her. I would say that Bernie Sanders committed the most egregious political act of treason in the 20th century and the 21st century by throwing 13 million supporters under the bus in one fell swoop when he nominated the greatest political criminal in history.
Yes. Well, and that's right. And, I was celebrating in our show last night, Spartacus, that I know you're busy with the combat there in the arena. You can't catch every show, but my goodness, we are honored to have your presence whenever you can appear. Yeah. It's what's wonderful about these left wingers is that they are completely whacked out, and they're none of them are normal. None of them have any kind of a balanced mentality. So to the American public, thank goodness there's still enough sane, intelligent people in America that this has to be apparent, that even without Saturday Night Live making any skit, and of course they won't, it's got to be apparent to the American public that people like Kamala Harris, who's repudiated by her own father for bragging that she's a Jamaican pothead, this Elizabeth Warren claiming she's an Indian. And, it's a clown show. It's a freak show. And what's wonderful is that these people won't give up. They just insist on, the guy who's impersonating you, Spartacus, Cory Booker, shame on him for impersonating you.
You gotta watch Booker talk and the way his eyes go around and everything. I mean, this guy should be committed. I mean, he's a certifiable nut. Just watch his face as he's talking.
Oh, I agree. But how about the governor out there in California? This guy, talk about a guy who can't act. But for the eyeball prize, Cory Booker's good with the eyeballs. But I give the eyeball prize to Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Her eyeballs, she looks like she has the eyeballs of a chameleon.
There could be some kind of, Elvis might be here involved somewhere. There may be a mothership up above shipping these guys down, the space and snatchers or something. It's unfortunate the college-educated women are going to vote for all these clowns. It's really sad.
Well, no, I think that, you know, it's gotten so bad. But here's the beauty of it, Spartacus. It's gotten so bad that, you know, nobody, I mean, you just got to be dumb as a rock not to perceive how stupid, like the Green New Deal, you know, banning all cars, banning all airplanes, having a train connection to Hawaii, you know, no oil, no gas, no nuclear. It's all going to be, you know, you're going to run your house off of the solar cell in your calculator.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, and I think that, hey, I'm telling you what, we ought to send these people money. I mean, this is a great platform, and they ought to just, you know, bring it. I mean, don't discourage these people, please.
Yeah, that's a dilemma we face, Spartacus, is that when we talk on the air like this, and we point out that, you know, point out that the emperor has no clothes, we do risk alerting our enemies to their worst weaknesses. So, this is a risk we run. I don't see any way around it, though. We pretty much just have to, you know, we just have to tell what we see here. And
The arena calls. I am Spartacus. Back to the lions.
Okay. All right. Good.
Spartacus.
Good luck, brother. Good luck.
Yes.
All right. Oh, there he goes. There he goes. Off into the dust of the arena. Spartacus himself. Unfazed, unbowed, even by the impersonation of this crazy Cory Booker. Let me look at the calling board here. Nothing can follow Spartacus. So let's go back to the news. I mentioned Andrzej Babiš, who's going to meet Donald Trump on March 7th with his wife. This is going to be wonderful. Babiš is a dual citizen of both Slovakia and the Czech Republic, having been born in Bratislava, which is now the capital. If you remember, if you're old like me, you remember Czechoslovakia, which was created. It's really two nations. The Czechs and the Slovaks are two separate people, very closely tied, but separate peoples. And so it's now, once again, two nations, the Czech Republic and Slovakia. Babiš was born in Bratislava, which was is now part of Slovakia. So when they split the country, he got citizenship in both halves. But interesting thing about him, he is estimated to be worth over $4 billion. He's in the same league, actually, as Donald Trump there in his achievement of his wealth. And it will be wonderful to see what he does. He was born in 1954, so he is now 64 years old. And, well, there you go. That's something really to look forward to. Now let's go down another news story here that we should pay attention to. The injustice being done to Roger Stone, a patriot. The judge... there was a hearing, was it yesterday or today? This left-wing judge issued a gag order on Thursday, so that was today, on Roger Stone, get this, ordering the Trump ally to refrain from making further public statements regarding his case. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Let's go back to Mike Huckabee saying we now live in a third world banana republic with no justice system. You're indicted and accused and going to be put on trial, your life, your freedom, your liberty in peril, and you can't speak? What the hell is that judge saying? You can't speak? You can only take it in the rear? That's not America, judge. What's her name? Let's find her name. Judge... U.S. District Judge Amy Berman Jackson. That's a jackass of a judge. You can't speak? Did you ever, did you hear of the First Amendment, judge? I use the term loosely. Judge Berman Jackson? Congress shall make no law abridging the freedom of speech, and neither shall you. No law, no ruling abridging Roger Stone's or any other American's freedom of speech. This person should be impeached off the bench. However, U.S. district judges are removed, should be removed. And a pathetic aspect of this, Roger Stone going into court today, he knew what she was going to do. So he was reduced to the, you know, the pathetic situation of having to basically plead with the judge to not cut off his First Amendment. She didn't. So Roger Stone prostrated himself in vain. And I don't fault him for prostrating himself. He knew how, you know, he knew the pickle that he was in. He also knows, Roger Stone knows, that his best defense is his freedom of speech. His ability to go on radio, go on television, and tell what a jackass case has been mounted against him. Here, let's read some of the stuff. This is the kind of stuff he can't say anymore. He said this, in the last couple of weeks. And Judge Berman had to put this fire out, this First Amendment free speech fire. Roger Stone said this: through legal trickery, deep state hitman Robert Mueller has guaranteed that my upcoming show trial is before Judge Amy Berman Jackson, an Obama-appointed judge who dismissed the Benghazi charges against Hillary Clinton and incarcerated Paul Manafort prior to his conviction for any crime. Now, remember, Paul Manafort, in solitary confinement, an old man in ill health, being basically murdered in prison. There's no reason for Paul Manafort to be in prison, aside from the fact that he has nothing to do with the Trump campaign. You know, they go on, oh, he was a Trump campaign chairman. Yeah, for like 23 days or something like that. And he was a total flop, and Trump got rid of him immediately. Probably suggested to him by Jared Kushner. Who knows? But the beautiful defense by Roger Stone. Deep state hitman. That's exactly what Robert Mueller is. A deep state hitman. That is precisely used language. And he says, guarantees that my upcoming show trial, that's what it is. So, folks, think back to the trials where this guy, who was the Nazi judge, Feisler. Was it Roland Feisler? Anyone brought before Roland Feisler, they had a guillotine out behind the courtroom there. And after you got, Roland Feisler got done with you. I mean, if you went into that court, it was a show trial. Roland Feisler screamed and yelled at you, even if you were a German general. You tried to stand in the court after being tortured. And people that appeared before that judge would be separated from their head within 15 minutes sometimes of being marched out the back door. Or how about the show trials in the Lubyanka prison in Moscow? Same thing. So Roger Stone, sensing that's what deep state hitman Robert Mueller has planned for him. And of course, Roger Stone has no crime. He's like anybody else in the whole Mueller mess. There's no crime here. Roger Stone has done no crime of any kind. It's going to be a show trial. And Roger Stone needed his public voice, his First Amendment, to communicate his case, to marshal a defense, to marshal public support as a counterweight to the unbearable force of a U.S. District Court judge and a deep state hitman as a completely rogue special, yeah, very special counsel, a fifth branch of government. But, and, so her current order states this. I don't have the text in front of me. Okay, here it is. Here's the text. Counsel for the parties. Oh, let's see. It goes further. That was the limited gag order. She had a limited gag order. She's now expanded it. And let me see if I can find her language. I'm not giving you another chance, said District Judge Amy Berman Jackson. I have serious doubts about whether you have learned any lesson at all. Yeah, that's Roland Feisler talking to victims in his court. And here it is. The defendant may not speak. Here she's speaking. The defendant may not speak publicly about the case. Period. Oh, and she actually says, period. She actually has the cojones to say period after the period. The defendant may not speak publicly about the case, dot, period. He may not comment about the case indirectly. Wow, free speech. Don't you love it? We'll be right back after this break.
They'd breathe their last, Seth John. Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John. Big John.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Some folks call me a rambling man. I do a lot of thumbing and kicking cans, and it wouldn't do an ounce of good to call my name. 'Cause daddy's name wasn't Willie Woodrow, and I wasn't born and raised in no ghetto. Just a white boy looking for a place to do my thing.
Hey, we're back, folks.
Well, I'm out to find me a wealthy woman in a line of work that don't take no diploma.
You know, those of you who are around during the Trump primary campaign and so on, and we're, you know, listening to the Patriot networks and outlets and so on, you're well aware that Roger Stone, great patriot, great books that he writes, It says here in his Wikipedia article, these Wikipedia articles are such lying. They're written by left-wingers. Roger Stone, an informal advisor to Trump. He's not an advisor to Trump, formal or informal. Roger Stone has known Donald Trump for years and had something to do with Trump in years past. He had nothing to do with the 2016 campaign. He was commenting on the campaign from the outside, like the rest of us. But with, you know, the extra twist that he knows Donald Trump and is friends with Donald Trump, but not, you know, didn't have anything to do with him in the 2016 campaign. So what is the point of dragging Roger Stone in by Robert Mueller? And, of course, Roger Stone also has nothing to do with WikiLeaks. He has nothing to do with Julian Assange. Neither of which the organization or the man has ever done anything wrong. But the whole thing is a concoction. The whole Russian hoax, a giant scam, a concoction. And what's been done to these people like Paul Manafort also has almost nothing to do with Donald Trump. And these people dragged into jail, and Roger Stone faces this now. You get dragged in for what will he be charged with now? Obstruction of justice? For trying to defend himself? For telling the truth about Judge Berman Jackson? Or the truth about the hitman Robert Mueller? Is that obstruction of justice, calling your prosecutor a hitman? A deep state hitman? This is the kind of thing that Roger Stone faces. He's already been bankrupted, lost everything he's had. Now he's lost his. She hasn't thrown him behind bars the way she did Paul Manafort yet. That would be her next step, I guess. So he's free to walk around his apartment, but he can't pick up the phone or talk to anybody. That's a joke. That's an absolute crime against. To gag a person who's defending his life and his freedom. You can't even speak. Oh, that's so dangerous, Judge Jackson. That is so dangerous that someone would actually speak in their own defense. And no, you don't get your chance to speak in your own defense at your trial. As anybody who's ever been in a federal courtroom knows, you don't have free speech in there. The judge will decide what you can say and when you'll sit down. Well, we'll be back with more tomorrow night. See you then.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands. And a week into using Extendivite, my numb hand seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.